Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sage Rosenfels, writer for The Score and The Athletic. You are listening to The Jake Brown Show.
And welcome to The Jake Brown Show. Entercoms. I guess that's what I say now. CBS Radio and Entercom join as one. Podcastnetworkradio.com, iTunes and Spotify, Jake Brown Radio, Jake Brown Show on Twitter. Joining us to talk about the news of the week, as Eli Manning has been benched for the lowest of lows, and Geno Smith is a guy joining us, is a guy who played with Eli Manning and was his backup for about a year in 2010. So he's Eli's teammate, knows him well. It's Sage Rosenfels. Catch him on The Score, where he's covering football, The Athletic, where he's covering the Vikings, and you can follow him on Twitter at SageRosenfels8. Sage, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, and obviously it's been a very interesting day for any of those former players that I'm connected with the Giants, and a lot of tough feelings from a lot of guys from around the NFL that know Eli, played with Eli, and it's just a tough day in general.
Yeah, let's start with, before your reaction, just go over Eli as a teammate and basically the year you got to play with him, and just your thoughts of him as a person, a teammate, and a football player.
Well, people a lot of times ask me, who is the smartest quarterback you ever played with? I'd have to say Brett Favre. The year I had with him the year before in 2009, it was just an incredible season, an incredible run. And the following year, I got traded to New York to back up Eli. This is 2010. And, very early on, I realized, wow, this guy, I've been in the league at that time for about 10 years. And Eli Manning blew me away with just how smart he was from a football standpoint, from really controlling that whole offense. And we had a veteran offensive line, and those guys used to say, we can't do anything unless Eli tells us to do it first. I mean, he really, was that team and, the face of the franchise. New York is not an easy place to play just in general. Obviously, the media and everything that goes into it. And Eli, for what's it been, 14 years now or so, mm-hmm. 13, 14 years, has done it every single time with absolute class, represented that organization in the way that any organization would want to be represented. He's been beat up. He's won games. He's lost games. But he's always been there. And just a man of consistency, and it was really a pleasure for me to have a chance to back him up and try to support him for one season.
And that year, 2010, the Giants went 10-6, which today pretty much gets you in the playoffs. Then it didn't. I mean, it depends on the year. Sometimes it doesn't. The NFC is pretty good this year, where that might not get you in. And then you get traded, and you leave, and they end up winning a Super Bowl the next year in 2011. What about when you heard the news? I mean, what was your initial reaction when you hear they're benching Eli for Geno Smith?
Well, just sort of shocked. I get asked regularly. I played for five NFL teams. I get asked, who was the best team you played for? What organization did you like the best? And I really liked them all, but in particular, I loved playing for the New York Giants. I loved playing for the Mara and Tisch families. Absolute first class, the way they do everything in that organization. And, from the way you travel to the way you practice to the how they treat people in the organization, the majority of people that work for the Giants work there for, for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And that doesn't happen unless people enjoy going to their jobs every day. So this is really shocking to me just because, he's been there for such a long time. He's been such a level of consistency. The face of that franchise has done everything right. This season's over. And I understand the NFL doesn't really care about anybody. And Joe Montana, he got let go and by the 49ers back in the day. But there's five meaningless games left of the season. This may be the end of the road for Eli Manning. I'm not sure. But, you know, if the guy has brought you, I don't know how many wins, but two Super Bowl championships, two Super Bowl MVPs, I got to think that the New York Giants can give him five games. And I understand they want to see other players. Geno Smith, we've already seen Geno Smith play. If they replace him with Davis Webb, I can sort of understand. But even that, you know, sometimes you just have to take little hits because in the long haul, you have to do what's right. And to me, doing what's right is letting Eli Manning finish out this season. They're 2-9. Eli hasn't played great, but the rest of the team has been a disaster as well. So to me, I just don't feel like they handled the situation very well. I think most people agree.
Yeah, and if you're going to do it, one, kind of give a warning, give a heads up instead of doing it out of the blue. Two, realize that Eli's playing with a bad offensive line and he's lost his top four wide receivers to injury, including if you include Dwayne Harris. And, I mean, it's not his fault at all. You've had guys on the defensive end show little or no effort at times, especially in that San Francisco game. And basically what you're saying is that Geno Smith against the Raiders, even without Michael Crabtree, are still much better than the Giants. You're saying that Geno Smith gives you a better chance to win right now. Isn't it just odd, Sage, that it came from an organization that you at one point you define class? You look at class and you say in the NBA it's the Spurs. You say class in the NFL, you used to think it's the Giants. This seems like the absolute polar opposite of class in the way that it was handled.
It is, and that's why it's so confusing. It's, you know, the Giants, one of the organizations that seem to do things, you know, right by the players, very supportive of the players. Yeah, I understand it is a business. I understand that, you know, teams are always looking to the future and how they're going to win in the future. But again, I just said sometimes you have to take small hits for in the present situation to respect those players and or coaches who you know are probably not going to be there at the end of the year. And there's been a lot of mistakes made by this organization in the last few years. I mean, if you look back when Eli showed up in 2004, Ernie Accorsi was the general manager. They had done an unbelievable job of drafting offensive linemen and defensive linemen. I mean, they had an offensive line that was pretty much the same for about 5 or 6 years, just an incredible run. And just slowly over time, those drafts have gotten worse and worse. The free agent signs have gotten worse and worse. They've had a lot of misses. And at the end of the day, who gets to be blamed for all that? Their quarterback, Eli Manning.
Former NFL quarterback Sage Rosenfels joining us here on the Jake Brown Show, writer at The Score and The Athletic. Does part of this, to you, Sage, feel like a last-second attempt by McAdoo and Reese to save their jobs and hope that either Geno or Webb turns out to be maybe their quarterback of the future and then Eli's gone? Because to me, it kind of feels like something, a selfish kind of move to save their jobs, and then maybe they're like, oh, maybe Geno Smith will have rejuvenate himself and become a starter again and be good like he was at West Virginia.
It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. We've seen Geno Smith. We've seen how he plays. He's not a starter in the NFL. And we don't know about Davis Webb. Again, I mean, those guys get their opportunities, and they will get their opportunities. But it's really not even about that. It's not about looking to the future. It's about finishing out the season. And, you know, if it was a coach at this time, if it was Tom Coughlin, you let him finish out the season. You don't fire him and go, well, we've got an assistant that we really like that we think could be the next head coach. You don't do that. You have too much respect for the guys who, you know, sacrifice so much for your organization. You give them the rest of the season. And I think, you know, the Giants should have done that, you know, with Eli. And, you know, Eli has to face the fire right now. Ben McAdoo has to face the media right now. He might have I'm assuming he'll, you know, face his fate at the end of the year. The question is, you know, does Jerry Reese, does he have to talk to the media about this decision? And what will his fate be, you know, at the end of 2017?
Yeah, if McAdoo is back, Sage, I think there'll be picket fences and people boycotting the streets here in New York because he has just done everything wrong and fumbled everything. Dates back to last season, and it's just been a debacle this year for him. And he has handled everything so poorly, and guys have quit on him at times, and I don't think there's any chance he does come back. Last one for you, Sage. What does this mean for the future of Eli? I think Eli, especially with the new head coach, has no problem staying here and being the quarterback. But what do you think the Giants do? Do you think Eli's a starter next year? Do you think he goes to Jacksonville? What do you think happens with the future of Eli Manning?
You know, that's a real good question. Obviously, money is not an issue. He is, I believe, of all the quarterbacks that are playing in the league, whether it's Drew Brees or Tom Brady or Phillip Rivers, I think Eli has made the most money of anyone in the NFL to date that's still playing. So that's not an issue. The question is, you know, what is his desire to play? Does he have that fire to go somewhere else? Does he want to be included in that long list of players, you know, guys like, Brett Favre, who ended their careers playing for another franchise? When you only generally think of Brett Favre as a Green Bay Packer, does Eli want to go down to Jacksonville and play? I'll tell you what, that roster is a heck of a lot better in Jacksonville than it is in New York. He also has Tom Coughlin there running the show. So, you know, things are going to be done right. They've got a heck of a running game. They got a heck of a defense. That sort of sounds like the Eli Manning teams that went to the Super Bowl and won those two Super Bowls in 2007 and 2011. Run game, defense, and Eli can do what he does with his play action and managing the game. So, you know, we shall see. I think that's up to Eli. I'm sure he's going to really have some, you know, the good thing is he's going to have a few months after the season's over until free agency decides, does he want to retire or does he want to keep playing the game?
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to retire because I think he still has something left in the tank, and I think he would love to go to Jacksonville. But if the Giants bring in a head coach that he likes and they bring in a new GM and they show it and they say to him, hey, you know what, we're going to work on getting you an offensive line, we're going to get you these receivers healthy, and we're going to put a plan together in place to try and become a winner again, I think he would stay in New York. And how about this, Sage? I just read Ralph Vecchiano tweeted, they asked McAdoo, will Davis Webb's practice reps and routines change this week? McAdoo said, at this point in time, no, they won't. I mean, how are you not playing this guy with the first or second unit in practice if you're throwing Eli to the side? I just don't get it.
None of this makes any sense. That's the thing is, I mean, do they really believe that Geno Smith is going to be the future quarterback of the New York Giants that's going to lead them to the Super Bowl, that's going to lead them to the playoffs, that they want, you know, as basically the most important person other than the head coach of that franchise? I just can't believe that the Giants, who have seen so many things over the course of the last, I think, 93 years they've owned that team, the mayors have. I just can't believe that, you know, from what they saw with Geno as a New York Jet in their own city, whether it's the way he played or it's the way he handled himself on press conferences, I just can't believe they want that guy to even have the possibility to be the face of the franchise going forward.
Yeah, I'm just hoping, and maybe I sound wrong for this, but as a guy who does root for the Giants, that Geno Smith throws five picks and looks like Nathan Peterman in the first half, because that'll show McAdoo and Reese how wrong they were. If he plays well, they're going to be doing the Conor McGregor strut down the locker room hallway if he does, and they're going to think they're geniuses.
Well, they'll be strutting down the hallway, and they'll be doing it for the next month, and then they'll be fired at the end of the season. So it's a very short term. To me, it's very short-sighted. And in the National Football League, when you have guys who are really legends, and Eli is a New York Giant legend, you know, statistically, he is hands down the best quarterback in the history of the New York Giants organization. There have been some great ones, you know obviously Phil Simms and Y.A. Tittle and some others, but you know, Eli Manning owns all those records, and so they might get a few wins in the short run, and Geno Smith may play well, but to me, it's still very, very short-sighted.
Yeah, I agree, and they'll be getting that pink slip shortly. Sage Rosenfels, catch him on The Score and The Athletic, and follow him at Sage Rosenfels 18. Appreciate you coming on, man.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Right, take care.
How you guys doing? Former NFL player, kick returner, New York Giant, Willie Ponder, and you're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
And welcome back to The Jake Brown Show. Intercoms, Radio.com, Podcast Network, iTunes, and Spotify, at Jake Brown Radio, at Jake Brown Show. This Eli, it's Eli week, basically. It's the week we talk about Eli, because now he's been benched for Geno Smith. We heard from Sage Rosenfels, a former backup quarterback for Eli, and now joining us is a guy who played with him when the first time he saw him play, actually, in 2004, when Eli took over for Kurt Warner, and from there on, that was it. It was all Eli Manning for the next 14 years, from 2004 to now. It's friend of the program now, and I guess we had on recently Willie Ponder, former kick returner for the Giants. Willie, what was your initial reaction, man, when you heard they're benching Eli for Geno?
Well, I mean, I was very surprised. I know a couple of weeks ago, me and you, we talked when I was on, and you know, I'm a big Eli fan. I support Eli, and I'm sure there's a lot of people in that organization that does support Eli. But I mean, it's the NFL, so things change, and you're not winning games, man. You know, everything's going to get shook up around that place. I mean, that's just part of NFL and winning. My deal is with it. I guess it's time. I was reading it. I'm very surprised. And what's this guy's name? David Webb,
yeah.
Webb, I would put him in before I put Geno Smith, since you're going to go ahead and change out like that and do what they're doing. It's very disappointing to me, though. I mean, I think Eli still has a lot of football in him, and he's going to go somewhere. And if he decides to continue playing, which I hope he does, and win games. I mean, I don't think that, you know, the 2-9 season, it falls all on Eli Manning.
Do you think this is the end of the road for Eli with the Giants? Do you think in the offseason he's going somewhere else like Jacksonville?
I mean, that would be a good place for him. I mean, Jacksonville, I don't think this is the end of the road for Eli. I think Eli's a guy that can play a long time in this league. You say he's 14. I think he can, what, 14 in? I think he has at least 3 or 4 in him for sure. Good quality years of 3 or 4 years. That's what I mean at a high level. Eli's a smart guy. He knows what's going on. I read one of his quotes, and he said something in the sense of, you know, if you're going to do it, go ahead and bench me now or something like that for the guy. I was reading it on the internet just a while ago. But Eli still has a lot of football in him, and I think overall, I mean, I got a lot of love and respect for the New York Giants organization, and it's just time for a change.
Isn't it weird that the Giants did this? And I said with Sage, this organization defines class, and the fact that they kind of stabbed Eli in the back, and if you saw, he was crying, essentially. He was teary-eyed when they asked him about his reaction. It's so weird that this came from the Giants. It's such a strange time to do it during a season that's not really his fault.
I mean, I agree. I haven't seen that, and I hate that. And I know it's very emotional to Eli. I mean, that was a place that he wanted to go. I mean, if you think back when he got drafted, he didn't want to be in San Diego. He wanted to be a Giant. He wanted to be in New York. That's what he wanted to do, and they made it happen. And truly, I mean, I feel bad for Eli. That's not the way it's supposed to go, I think. I got a lot of respect for Jerry Reese. He was the one who came and got me at that time when I came out. I just think it's an overall organization deal. And I wouldn't say that it's bad class, but I just think that it's just bad timing. We're going to let the man finish out this year. Let him finish out. It is what it is. But I definitely, you know, going with Geno Smith, he's going to –
He's got 5 picks coming against Oakland this weekend. I mean, he's got a Nathan Peterman performance coming. He's probably going to get his jaw broken again, like his teammate punched him in the face. Did you see kind of leadership ability and franchise quarterback ability? Because you were there when Eli started. He came in 2004. Right. You were a kick returner. You were there 2005. You kind of saw the handing of the guard from an old Kurt Warner to a young Eli. Could you see kind of the ability to be a future Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP at the start, or did you not see that early on?
Well, at the start, you definitely seen his ability. The leadership stuff, Eli's a quiet guy, but he had the locker room support, should I say. He's a leader. He was born to be a leader. He was born into this stuff. I mean, his dad, between his dad, Peyton, Cooper, all those guys, I mean, that's what he does. So, I mean, that was never a question at that time, I think, early on. And, you know, he got a lot of flack or a lot of heat about him not being a leader. He's too quiet. He's not vocal. But I don't think that's what the team needed at the time. I mean, we had Michael Strahan, we had Tiki Barr, we had leaders in that locker room. That wasn't Eli just needed to do his job, in which I think that's what he started off when he replaced Kurt, I think, was that 2004?
Yeah, 2004.
And then we were doing well. Eli comes in, and we kind of stink it up the rest of the year. But that was the learning curve. Then 05, we end up going to making the playoffs. So I think that he has all the qualities that you need in the quarterback. I think overall it's just a 2-9 season. That's never good enough for the Giants. I mean, we are a class organization, and we are the best. I mean, like Coach Kaufman used to say, we are the red, white, and blue. You know, it is what it is. I mean, you're not winning. Some things need to be changed, and I think it's just time for a change there in New York. And just it's just a bad look the way that it is right now. Being a quarterback, you know, a lot of pressure falls back on you. But to me, I don't think that it has nothing to do with Eli as a person. I think it's just the whole overall team issue that's going on. And shit, Eli's he's the guy. So, I mean, that's what's going on.
It's just hard to see them. There's a couple of angles you look at it, Willie, is the fact, mm-hmm. can you go back to him next year? And does he want to come back after this debacle that's happened? And two, is Davis, would you really trust a Davis Webb to maybe be your starter next year? Because but you sure as hell don't think Geno Smith's going to be the starter next year. And there's not a great free agency class. Maybe they bring in Alex Smith or they draft a quarterback since they're going to have right. a top five pick potentially. Mm-hmm. Maybe they trust a rookie, and maybe that's what they're doing. They're trying to hand the guard off early. But they're in such a weird position of, can you go back to Eli? Do you start a rookie quarterback? Do you start Davis Webb? Where the hell do you go next season? There's so many different directions.
Well, I mean, I think you go with Davis Webb. I mean, from them putting it out there and they're going to bench Eli right now, that was that's kind of not good. I mean, it's not good for the fans. It's not good for no one. I mean, it's like, okay, we're tanking the season. We're going to bench our starting quarterback when he's not the problem that we're 2-9. Yeah, he probably had some bad games here and there, but he's not why we're 2-9. I read a tweet that Marshawn Lynch said. It's just a while ago, something in the sorts of benching Eli.
From the 1 yard. That actually wasn't Marshawn, so you got fooled. It was a spoof.
Oh, okay.
It was a parody account.
I just see. But that was kind of funny. But I mean, that is kind of how I look at that situation. It's like, come on, man. I mean, it's let's finish the season strong. Let's continue building. If you're not going to continue building with Eli, okay, we're benching you. We're going to go. Did we draft Davis Webb this past year?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If we're gonna bench Eli now, let's go with Davis Webb. Kind of treat it like how you did with the Kurt Warner situation. Okay, we have Kurt Warner. We have a Hall of Fame quarterback that's doing not bad. It's not having a bad season. He loses a couple. Then okay, let's go with Eli. Let's get him going. You know, he ended up losing his first few games, I think, as a rookie when he took over.
Mm-hmm.
Then he comes back. He goes to the playoffs. So. Geno Smith is not the answer.
Yeah, and even if you go to Geno, Willie, even if you only do it for one half, it still looks bad that you're starting him over Webb
right.
because it doesn't show that you're going in the direction of youth. It shows that you think that Geno could beat the Raiders better than Eli can, which is just a slap in the face to the greatest quarterback to ever play in a Giants uniform.
I agree, I agree with that 100%. Like, if we're going to do it, let's go Davis Webb. This is what we're doing. This is showing the fans, okay, we're trying to go in the next direction right now. We're going Davis Webb. Let's get this thing going. And Eli, Eli, like I said, probably greatest quarterback put on a Giants uniform, man. I mean, that's two Super Bowl MVPs. He's a leader. I mean, I'm sure there's guys in that locker room that still believe in Eli. I just think that it's a bad decision with going with Geno Smith. I think that they should go with the Davis Webb just because of how the whole situation went down. I don't think Geno Smith is going to give you nothing, you know. But like you said, the couple of picks and maybe a fumble or two.
Yeah, it's a disaster in Giants land right now. Former Giants kick returner Willie Ponder, appreciate you coming back on, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Definitely. Thanks, Jack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.